Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
This is time for KER coronavirus. I have a very interesting situation in the United States right now. I don't think I have to bring anybody up to date on that because you folks are all very, very well informed. Let me just give you a bit of background on Dr. Hatfield. Dr. Birdbaum is also on the line with me too. I have to say, put a little meat on the bone for lack of better terms. Dr. Hatfield is a specialist in pandemics. He's a medical doctor. He is located right now in Washington, D.C. Dr. Hatfield was on the program last Monday, and he was also on the weekend radio show in December. He is very definitely probably one of the foremost experts in the country on what's going on right now. Dr. Hatfield, what is your level of concern as of this morning, and why?
Well, I haven't seen the figures this morning, but the long-term concern is the state of readiness of our local authorities, which is very low. The National Pandemic Plan calls for certain things to be done by the federal government, certain things to plan and prepare for and be done by the state, and the most important thing are the individual communities and local authorities, their elected officials. And this is where we're finding the problems. They've had 15 years to get ready for this. They've been given millions of dollars in federal funding. And by and large, most communities are just not ready for anything involving numbers of patients this large. And keeping in mind that 80% of these people are just going to get better by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have so many people infected, it puts a surge on our medical facilities. We don't have a lot of vacant beds normally. Our supply chains are all just in time. We're used to just ordering what we need, and it arrives. This has all been disrupted now. So it's the infrastructure maintenance that becomes important.
Well, I don't want this call necessarily, this interview to necessarily just be gloom and doom. On the positive side, Frieda, and then I'd like to turn it over to you, Dr. Hatfield. On the positive side, what do we have going for us right now as a society that's positive?
Well, we have a lot that's positive, believe it or not, because 80% are infected. They do well. 15% are ill, and 5% become very sick. So we're still looking at some very low statistics. Now they're saying that increase in ventilation, air conditioning, open windows will really help to get rid of some of this infectious disease that is coming around us today. And then again, you know, you have to quarantine yourself for 14 days to prevent any further outbreak. And so we're looking at something that we can have some control over. The test kits are only lack of the labs more than the kits themselves. So, you know, your listeners need to know that a lot of this that is happening, as soon as we gain more control and information, you know, a pandemic sounds very scary, but it just describes how widespread the virus is. It's not how lethal it is. That's another fear factor that seems to remain intact with this word. But the virus itself can remain more than 3 hours in the air. So you have to be careful with the distancing that they're talking about. And if you don't have symptoms, you're most likely not contagious. So this is what's coming out more and more. I mean, the big factor is closing down the schools with the food programs, home care, parents who can't go to work. That is a huge consequence of this as well. But the fatality is very low, and I'm going to talk about social isolation in your next show. But so your listeners need to know that there is control. They can control it, and not to go to crowded places, of course, big events, of course, and contact as few people as possible physically.
Dr. Hatt, back over to you here real quick, sir, and that is, Frieda made a very interesting comment right now, and simply going through the definition of a pandemic. A pandemic doesn't necessarily mean very, very high mortality rates, if I understand correctly. Can you comment on that,
sir? Right. No, absolutely. You don't need, you know, we associate pandemics with the Black Plague and these type of things. But it's the sheer number of patients that can overload things, not necessarily their severity. In addition, it's our complex infrastructures. If we start losing due to illness, not death, just due to illness, a significant fraction of our workforce, 20-25%, maybe 30% of our workforce, then we start seeing problems in supply chain distributions and basic interlinked infrastructures, gasoline, groceries, this type of thing. These are all what keeps a industrialized society together are the supply chains and the workforce.
I think they're a really critical issue here, and I would like, Frieda, I'd like a real quick comment on this, and then Dr. Hatfield, I'd like some comments from you on what I'm about to say, and that is the real negative situation that could occur right now is something we've been talking about for a number of weeks on this, and that is people have to maintain calm. Panic causes some very, very negative things, and that, quite frankly, sure, panic is a result of the pandemic, but the fact of the matter is, not panicking is absolutely critical in this situation. I'd like both of you to comment on that. Dr. Hatfield, if you could start out, please.
Yeah, well, any biological event of this type, there's always two wars being fought, always. There's the war against the pathogen, and there's the war of public perception. And it's important that the authorities always tell the truth, and it's important that the authorities don't make false promises like, well, we'll have a vaccine in 3 weeks. Well, when 3 weeks arrives and you don't have the vaccine, people get mad and then they get scared,
right,
and start believing things are out of control. So the government has to be totally honest at all times.
Frieda,
it's
do you think
not telling
go
the
ahead,
truth.
I'm sorry.
That panic,
yeah. I'm sorry. Go
it's
ahead.
not telling the truth that panics everybody.
Yeah. And you are saying that in spite of the fact that your level of concern right now is higher than it was earlier than this week when we chatted, you are saying it is not a critical mass killer type situation at all, correct?
Yeah, there's worse things out there than this. This isn't the one that everybody's been terrified over. This is just going to cause a lot of illnesses. But this isn't, there's worse things out there in nature than this one.
Okay, we've got about, unfortunately, right now we've only got about 30 seconds left until we have to take a commercial break. Let me just interject one thing here, and that is between Dr. Stephen Hatfield and Dr. Frieda Birnbaum, we do have a couple of experts, one in the area of your mind and the other one in the area of your physical well-being. What I would like to accomplish in the next segment purely and simply is between Frieda and Stephen, I would like just to know if, in fact, there is any reassurance to pass on to listeners. Could you do that, being truthful?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Next segment with Dr. Stephen Hatfield. Dr. Frieda is with us right now also. What I'm looking for in this particular segment, I'm looking for a truthful statement on reinsurance, or there is no time for reinsurance right now. Let's start with you, Frieda.
Well, the most important thing to know is that what is going to definitely affect us is the economy, small businesses, hourly wages, lack of income, You know, we need to put food on the table. Our children who will be home and their parents have to stay home from work to provide for them, to give them lunches that the schools have been giving them. That's a reality. And we need to band together. The government needs to come in, and that's what they're doing, to be able to provide for those people that are in need. And once we do that and we have that kind of comfort zone, the other will eventually dissipate with time. But we can't leave too many scars behind us. And, you know, the next discussion is going to be people who are isolated and what that does and how to prevent isolation by having some kind of process through the computer or through a virtual reality in some way, phone calls, so people don't get depressed and don't have anxiety, and also their morality will go down as well. So we have to live with that, and we have to be able to give a certain comfort level to people aside from the disease itself, because isolation is a huge consequence. And, of course, we need affordability. We need to help those in need, and we need to make sure that children who are home have proper child care, and that's paid for as well. So we need paid medical child care. It's almost like going to be socialism. I'm just kidding. But then again, we do need outsiders to step in to make us comfortable while we're waiting for this to subside. That's my comment right now.
Dr. Hatfield, you have as much time as you want, sir.
Well, this episode's uncovered some major problems that we're racing to fix. I don't mean we. I mean the government is racing to fix, the federal government. One was the supply chain problem. Most of our drugs are made in China. When you lose that supply chain, then you're on your stockpiles, and when you lose that, there's nothing there. So day and night efforts are being made to secure the necessary drugs to get through this event. And then a long-term plan to bring essential drug production, an essential drug list, if you will, back to the United States, where we make it here using advanced pharmaceutical manufacturing techniques. A lot of the techniques haven't been upgraded as the technology's gotten better. So this is a massive effort that's underway. It's hidden. Nobody can see it, but it's going on. The second is to bring vaccine production back to the United States. Most of our vaccines are made overseas. The president, a year ago, before all this started, had signed an initiative to return vaccine manufacturing capability back to the U.S. as a matter of national defense. And that's underway as well.
How solvable, Dr. Hatfield, is this problem? I mean, is this just so far out there because of disorganization that we're going to have some very, very tenuous times, to say the least? Or do you think the American people are going to step up along with the government and provide a solution? And if so, why?
We're Americans.
Okay.
We're not Italians. We get belligerent from the very start of our country against England when we secured our independence. We're fighters. And if we can't find other people to fight, we fight amongst ourselves.
That's a good way to put it.
I think there will be a banding together. You have definite leadership. You may not like the individuals involved, but it is leadership. And things are being done as we speak. So this will probably be our last warning from Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't listened to the previous warning. We haven't listened. I think this is our final warning before, you know, it's a real, real bad thing, a real catastrophe, something with a 50% mortality rate. And they're out there in nature. They're just waiting to jump into man. under the right circumstances.
But you're saying
we need to get our act together.
Okay, but you're saying that this is not necessarily, this is a warning, but it's not necessarily the final event, in your opinion. As a
The science fiction movie is going to end kind of blasé here.
Yeah.
This is not the one, you know, for that. But that type of scenario is out there, and it is realistic.
But this one is,
it's our last warning to get our act together. We're living under population densities now that are completely unnatural. In fact, no other species of large mammal has ever achieved our global population density. So we're all kind of living in an experiment, and we don't have the instruction manual. So we will learn a great deal from this. And hopefully the efforts that I'm seeing will continue until we have some really good firm plans. But it's going to boil down to our local communities and how they prepare for things. This is where the key is going to be.
This is where the rubber meets the road. You're feeling pretty positive, are you, Dr. Birnbaum?
Well, I'm feeling positive to have people like our guest working and helping us take care of this situation and future situations, hopefully, which won't get much worse. But, you know, there's a lot of practical sense to this as well. We can't rely on China or other countries for our pharmaceuticals, our antibiotic pills, our blood pressure pills. We're independent, as we just spoke about, and we're strong, and we need to have all this done in our country. So if anything happens that's even worse than this, we can manufacture our own products and not be at anyone's mercy. This will make us stronger. This will give us answers and also will bond us together, hopefully, and unite us to work together. And wouldn't that be something that we could get out of this that could be very special in our government and for humankind to be good to each other.
Well, let me close up by saying this, because I know, Dr. Hatfield, you have to get going here. But let me just say, I'm a very non-secular person, as our listeners are aware. And I'm using this, considering this to be an opportunity to better American society.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has passed a coronavirus relief package.
On this vote, the yeas are 363, the nays are 40. The bill is passed.
It includes free virus testing and some paid sick leave for affected workers. Massachusetts Democrat Richard Neal.
I'm confident this measure will pass Congress with full bipartisan support and reach the president's desk without issue.
It goes to the Senate next. President Trump has declared the outbreak a national emergency, which frees up some $50 billion for the response. The president defended the government's slow rollout of the test kits.
No, I don't take responsibility at all, because we were given a set of circumstances, and we were given rules, regulations, and specifications from a different time.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in, second half of KER Politics, as I kind of euphemistically this morning called it. I called it KER Coronavirus. That's what we're talking on most of the day. We are going to be doing numerous weekend specials on this. I'm going to start out on this particular segment, which happens to be the first segment of the second hour. We're going to talk about a situation that's going to be facing almost, I don't want to say all of our listeners, but a lot of our listeners, and that is the self-quarantine thing has become very important. Self-isolation, I guess it's called. I want to ask Dr. Frieda to opine on, not opine, Frieda, no opinions, just facts. How do people handle self-quarantine without losing their minds, for lack of better terms? You got the mic,
you know, thank you so much. And you know, it's not easy. We're talking about the physical effects, but the emotional effects can be just as dangerous. It could affect your health, and it could even cause death. So we're looking at an economic recession, a fear of that anyway, and a social recession. That means isolation and loneliness. In Washington, you know, people are paying, they're getting help with the tax cuts and industry, paid sick leave, but we're not addressing this other aspect, because for those over 60, and they're avoiding the flights and the crowds and non-essential travel, but then again, they're lonely, they're going to be isolated. They're not going to be seeing people, and I'm not talking about people in their 60s necessarily. We're talking about people who are elderly, people whose immune system is compromised. You know, research has found that even before this virus, that they have been isolated from social events. 43% said that they felt lonely. And so research found a consistent relationship between social isolation, depression, anxiety, and suicidal ideation. and 50% increase in dementia and 29% increase in coronary heart disease. So this really does affect your health. And now more than ever, we have to look at this, that the things that to worry about is losing our independence, losing our minds, and heart attacks. This is what people have worried about before. So this loneliness that causes distress and elevates the cortisol and the stress hormone and inflammation in the body can damage blood vessels as well. So it's not only in your mind. It really affects you physically because local clubs, religious services, and times with the family will bring social structure and joy, but that will be missing and in our lives. It will no longer be a big part of our life. So young people, although they're not getting this virus in such a way that is hopefully not a death trap to them, one of the reasons they need to be careful is that if they do want to see family members and older members, they can't carry this virus with them, even if it does not do anything to them in a serious way, because it can infect someone who is sick and prevent that person from having to be in isolation. And one thing to do when people are elderly and they can't be with other people and they are worried about this virus is to pick up the phone and call them. You don't have to go over there if you are worried that you may or you may not have this virus. And then there's this virtual communication that they can have on the computer and Facebook. And, you know, we don't have to be in crowds either. You can walk outside, go on a picnic. People are shopping in the evening. Don't have dinner out because people are closely confined together. But this loneliness and the older population can really bring in feelings of suicidal tendencies as well. So this is something we're not talking about, and this is something that's just detrimental to our lifestyles and to our health as the virus itself.
You know, I want to ask one thing on this. This is talking a little bit about attitude. Frieda, I don't want to cut you off, though. Do you have anything else you want to say about this particular topic?
Jim, go ahead. I'm sorry. I wasn't sure he was talking.
I think he was talking to you. If you had something else you wanted to add to it.
No, I just want to say that be aware that even without this virus, people who are older, who are isolated, really need to be addressed, and maybe being aware of it now will help to be aware of it later on, that they have company, that they have people to talk to, that they have connections in their lives. People really, when they get older, are afraid that if they, you don't have this, you do really lose your train of thinking, and you do lose the coping mechanisms that socialization does give you, all in all, with the virus or without the virus.
So I think what Frieda is saying, you guys, is really, really important. By the way, if you have any specific questions on anything that we're talking about, we're going to be recording as long as you want. Any specific questions directed for either Jim or Dr. Frieda or even possibly Dr. Hatfield, who was on the phone this morning, shoot them over to us. And, you know, now with the idea of virtual offices and virtual radio studios, it is very, very easy to answer questions directly. Happy to do it. Secondly, I guess the other thing I wanted to say is that in terms of a PMA, a positive mental attitude, we've only got, well, what do we have here, Jim? We've got about 3 minutes or thereabouts before we go into the next segment. Let's talk a little bit about the effect that the press conference had on listeners. I thought it was an incredible shot in the arm. Jimmy, what do you think?
Well, there's no question that investors watched it, and you could see the rise in the market actually from the start at around 10 or 11, 1,100 point up to a 1,900, almost 2,000 point rise, which obviously shows some confidence.
Yep.
I also believe that, you know, making the comments and actually laying this out in the press conference made it clear. And, you know, what Frieda is talking about is this you know, a long-term problem. And it's a problem that existed before the virus. It's going to a problem that's going to exist after the virus, isolation and loneliness. What we do know with the virus is it's not an indefinite issue. It's not going to last forever. As we get better control, we get measured devices, we separate, we isolate, we're able to test more effectively and treat, and we understand the virus more, that it's going to fade at some point. They're putting a tremendous amount of effort into it. The other thing that I think was really important from the press conference, which really gave me strength and made me feel very proud to be an American, was listening to the combination of government and industry getting together to solve this problem and letting industry take the lead on doing what they can best. This, it wasn't an all-government solution. This was, how can we help? And some of the CEOs out there in this press conference saying, how can we help America? What can we do? Now, they're going to benefit financially from it, but what it really showed was how we can mobilize as a nation if we don't try to do it from an authoritarian controlled methodology. And I was very proud of that. I think it was a very big uplifting shot in the arm for America, as you say.
Oh, I think it was too. We're down to just about ready to the commercial break here. Got to go into that here in 28 seconds. So I wanted to say one more thing. If you have any specific questions, whether or not you want to ask our experts in a live sense, or whether you want me just to pose the question to them via communication, written communication from you, please do that. We'll be working on that as long as we possibly can. Don't want to leave anybody out in the dark. Any questions for Dr. Frieda or Lieutenant Colonel Retired McKinney or even Big Al, send them via the blog, and everyone will be dealt with. Stick around. I'm going to be right back.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, welcome back here to Wrap Up KER Politics. This is going to be more of a conversation between Lieutenant Colonel Retired McKinney and the genius Dr. Frieda. Jimmy, take it away.
Yeah, so I think as we were finishing the last segment, we're talking about the speech and declaring a national emergency that the president made today. That frees up some very important resources, and it gives flexibility for the administration to do some very good things. It brings up the opportunity to both nationalize, but bring up reserve and National Guard health care facilities. The Department of Defense is very well stocked to support these types of emergencies. So that's a fantastic opportunity to provide additional resources to states and local communities. It also, you know, what he did is, of course, we talked a little bit about industry, but by deregulating and freeing things up, it was very, very valuable to show the industry's involvement and how willing they were to work and help and coordinate and bring testing kits. Google stepping up to do this program to be able to, for people to get testing from drive-through locations and positions, and working very rapidly, and it shows whole of government effort, but not only whole of government effort, whole of American effort, which I thought was very valuable for the American people to see that and maybe take away some of this concern and the demand to have some solution from just one place at the top. Frieda, what do you think about that?
Well, it sounds good to me, everything you said. So just to fill it in and what's going on here, we're seeing great changes and we're being comforted by what the president said and what you're telling us about his speech. But, you know, what really is going on is there's an ability now for him to really structure everything with this telehealth that is giving remote doctor visits to check in and to waive requirements of limiting beds and patients having more space in the hospitals, putting up without any limits different hospital restrictions, I mean waiving different hospital restrictions and increasing tests. 500,000 additional tests will be available next week in Washington State, California, and across the country. And as you said, Google will notify the locations of tests and drive-through options for testing results in 24 to 36 hours for tests for the United States and to bring it across the continent in containment and mitigation for it to be successful. We're talking about Walmart, CVS, as you said, Target. All these former competitors are uniting together for the consumers, and they're even bringing in more ventilators and ICU units as needed. So, you know, doctors, researchers, scientists, they're all going to be part of this, not the politicians $8.3 billion is being spent in combating this coronavirus, and the National Guard has canceled all the events. So I feel more secure. Do you? Do you really feel better about this after listening to this president's speech?
I'll tell you, I do. I feel much more confidence. Wednesday night, when he gave the national address, it was he read from the script. There were a couple of typos or some things that were added in there that are interesting. And a lot of people came away with not a big level of comfort. But it was clear today that I think that dynamic changed. You know, there was a lot of questions, you know, him to the president specifically about, hey, are you going to get tested because you were with Bolsonaro, one of Bolsonaro, you know, Brazilian president's aides, tested positive. And he was like, look, I don't want to, if I'm not showing any symptoms, right, I don't want to test, which is actually an important thing to understand how the system in the past worked. Doctors and a lot of the media was actually kind of hammering on that. But the reason why was because doctors don't want people to jam into emergency rooms for testing because of psychosomatic fears. And that's what we've got with this tremendous, you know, kind of media-driven hysteria over the virus. You don't want to waste precious resources or time if it doesn't, you're not showing the symptoms. Because as a doctor said, I think yesterday, hey, look, I'm going to treat the symptoms regardless of whether or not you're testing positive for the virus. If you've got lung problems, I'm going to deal with it. So there's there's an important part of testing that gives a better understanding of the impact and how far it spread. But that's also, hey, for each of us as individuals, if you're not feeling like it, then, you know, don't clog up the medical system for those people who really need it. I think that's a pretty important message that a lot of people have overlooked.
Frieda, let me
ask you. Absolutely. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I want to ask you a question. Jimmy, you bring up a really, really good point. The question I have is, I don't deal with people who are looking for advice in the sense that Frieda does, okay? You know, people I don't want to use any derogatory terms whatsoever, but there are a lot of people out there who are looking for help from people like Dr. Frieda. Frieda, how do you feel most people are going to handle this particular situation psychologically? Do you have
psychologically? Yes, it's a wonderful question to ask because, you know, that's how we really deal with the way we feel, the way we think, the way we process information. And it's important to the listeners to know that 69,000 people have been tested and have recovered from the virus.
Mm-hmm.
So, we need to hear, it's not a death trap. It's 137,387 worldwide, with 5,888 deaths worldwide. And, you know, the trajectory is months, and hopefully vaccine, the president said in one of his last statements, is being really right now being tested, and we are looking forward for it to happen sooner rather than later. People are saying a year. Now they're saying it's going to be sooner. But we need to know that thousands of cases of people who have had this virus have been resolved, and they've moved on. So on a psychological level, for you to know that, we need to know that we need to take care of others right now. We need to take care of others, as I said before, who are isolated because of the virus. We need to be able to be respectful of what other people need, giving them space, not crowding and being in crowds. And listen to what you're supposed to do, and this will help you and people around you. Simple things like washing your hands. I think one of the questions was, what do we do when all this is not available to us, all these different solutions, ingredients in the market, they're not on the shelves anymore. And someone said, well, just read the list. But someone else came on, and I don't remember his name, said, just wash your hands. It's that simple. And that's what this is really all about. It's that simple. Just wash your hands, do all the right things, and everything will resolve itself. And one last statement, me and my family have gotten even closer because we're not going to the movies. We're not going out to dinner. We're not going to events. Things are getting canceled all around us. We're forced to be together. And you know what? We're finding out we like each other. We didn't even know that until now. So
it's not a
bad deal.
Just to follow up.
I bet you that's working for you too, Jimmy, over at your place.
Oh, we always have a good time over here.
Yeah.
Vice President Ted Pence went out of his way to talk about caring for the elderly, much different than we saw in China. And something that you brought up, Frieda, just remember, 60 million Americans got the H1N1 virus, the swine flu, between April of 2009 and April of 2010. Over 12 million Americans died from it. They did not declare the national emergency until October of 2009. So we are way ahead of the curve with the numbers we have here. They're being very proactive. And I'm confident in that, and I think a lot more people are more confident.
Well, one of the things to say, it's because Donald Trump wasn't president then, so they weren't as critical.
That's right.
You know, I'm really glad that with some of the troublemakers in the audience, the one female reporter, you know, who said, don't you feel responsible for some of this stuff that's going on? You know, and his response to her, that's a pretty nasty question. I didn't think it was necessarily nasty. I thought it was absolutely asinine. You know, she's a good example, in my opinion, of people who are simply trying to make political hay here. And you know what? That's why those people are going to be totally unsuccessful in what they're trying to do. If I were Joe Biden, I would not want to be in the next race. Frieda, Jimmy, thank you so much. You guys, any questions directed to me, we'll get back to you right away.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.